This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin has asked a wild question that I think y'all are going to freak out about. Drew Pearson or Tony Romo? You get to put one in the Hall of Fame, and Kevin, I don't think it's going to be as close as you want it to be. 877-881-1053. Text in right now. And don't forget your chance to win $1,000 each hour right here on the KNC Masterpiece. Kevin will let you know when that's going to happen. It'll be soon, though.
Maybe in this segment.
Kevin, all right. So you asked this question, and yesterday we had Drew Pearson on the show. Yesterday there was a lot of reaction to that. And
I listened. I was sad for him too because I was talking with you and you're like, I think he's gonna get in.
Yeah, I absolutely
did. I think he's not gonna get in. I was like, what is happening?
Within 5 minutes, I was excited and then furious all at the same time. So but Drew Pearson, from what I understand, Kevin, the idea was the Cowboys in that room were not gonna get three Hall of Famers in. It just wasn't going to happen with this class.
Okay.
So you got Jimmy, and you probably weren't going to get Jimmy Johnson in any other year.
Yeah.
Cliff Harris had almost been forgotten. He was shocked that his name got thrown in there. But he's deserving, right? Like, he's very deserving, for sure.
Yeah.
So it became Drew Pearson as a casualty. Now, I also think that Drew Pearson's, some of his information will stack up to give him purpose for next year. I'm very afraid. Now, they brought this up this morning. It's been 30 years, and he still hasn't gotten in, so why would you think next year? I really hope that there was some sort of trade-off here, but I think that when they look at it and say 18 all-decade wide receivers, only 17 are in, and one's missing, we have to get this guy in. That's a reason right there.
And then the other thing is there was only two first-team 70s all-decade people that weren't in, and it was Cliff Harris and Drew Pearson.
And people are texting in, 877-881-1053. I can't believe the Romo love I'm seeing right now. Ooh. Drew Pearson or Tony Romo, if you want to get one person in. And I know Shippy's furious about this already because of his love.
And maybe I need to tighten this up just a little bit, because I've seen a bunch of people who are like, I'd take Pearson because Romo is going to get in because of broadcasting. Nope. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. This is the only route to the Hall of Fame. So there'll be no other route to the Hall of Fame for Tony Romo under this scenario. Does that change your mind at all? If I told you he will not get in as a contributor or anything else, it's this or nothing.
From the 214, Darren Woodson's better than all the safeties, but they keep putting him, keep getting put on the ballot. I agree.
All right, fine. Then I can tweak it up if you like. Now
no,
you
no,
get...
No, do not do this to me.
Now you get two choices. But it's not Drew Pearson and Tony Romo. It's Drew Pearson and Darren Woodson.
Okay.
You get one.
So I can get either Drew Pearson and somebody else, or I can get two out of those three.
Tony Romo didn't make it. Enough people didn't vote for him.
No, people are flying in on Romo.
Okay, fine. Although, from the 903, anybody that says Romo is an effing stupid dumbass. That's so aggressive.
Wow,
all right,
that is
you
real.
Get one. You get one pick. You want Romo, Pearson, or Darren Woodson. Only one of those people will ever make it into the Hall of Fame. Which direction are you going?
I don't like what you're doing here, Kevin.
Well, welcome to how everybody else feels about
here's,
me.
Here's the other question I have, and this question really did remain because of Drew Pearson alone. How many, Shippy, and you've grown up a Cowboys fan living in the Plano area.
Yes, sir.
How many other since the 90s era that are already in, how many other guys are left between there and now? Jason Witten? Is there anybody else that's not in from the Cowboys legacy? And I'm not saying like some of the other guys, because I think the triplets belong there. You know, there are certain guys that belong there. But how many Cowboys players from the late 90s through the 2000s, through the 2010s are making it? There's one, and that's Jason Witten.
I mean, if you're not including Darren Woodson, then sure.
DeMarcus Ware?
DeMarcus Ware will be in there.
That's it.
So Woodson, Witten, DeMarcus Ware, because it's not...
Daryl Johnston?
No.
Troy Hembrick?
No.
What are you doing over here, Shippy? What?
And then Dez isn't going to make it. I've already told you that based on the history of the Hall of Fame, Romo has no chance of making it. And now I know, like, offensive line style, there are some people that are still playing, but I mean the people that are retired.
So in this new era, Kevin, the Cowboys players aren't Hall of Fame players anymore. And there's going to be a period of time where the voting is missing the Cowboys altogether. Like, getting Jerry in was important, you know, like that kept the Cowboys name involved there. But there's going to be a stretch here where there's not a Cowboy name involved. And that's a big thing. So Drew Pearson, Woodson, and Witten, and Ware. That's it. Over the next, I mean, because even this current team, how many Hall of Famers are on this current team? Maybe Zeke?
No.
Zach Martin?
Yes. I think Zach Martin's already a Hall of Famer. That's the only lock you can...
And somebody said Dez. I'm sorry. I love
There's
Dez.
There's no chance I in hell Dez. That Dez makes a Hall of Fame.
If they'd have counted it a catch and he got the Super Bowl, maybe. And if he could have, his career could have been a little longer.
I would think Frederick and Tyron would have a shot, but by no means is that guaranteed. But yeah, really... Zach Martin is the only one that immediately jumps out. And then, like, you know, there's obviously opportunities for Dez and Zeke to come up in the world, but they've only been playing a few years, and so it's kind of too early to say about that.
Like Chuck Halley, I brought his name up yesterday to Rick Goslin, and Rick was like, we didn't discuss him, but I am putting him on the list of guys that I would like to get in because he deserves it.
Yeah, because I feel
but
like...
those are old Cowboys. Yeah,
and that's somebody who got lost.
This group didn't get to see play. And
you know he's the MVP of the Super Bowls?
Yeah.
That they lost.
Yes. And Kevin... Somebody said earlier, this isn't a fair question but regarding Romo and Pearson, because all I can go off of, and we have a young audience, all I can go off of is what I heard people tell me about Drew Pearson, and I saw Romo's entire career. And I think that can skew it either way for you, because I was 2 years old when Drew Pearson finished his career. I never got to see him play. But locally... Every time I saw him out, every time I saw the poster that I had on my grandmother's closet wall of Drew Pearson, every time I saw him around or was heard about him, I just heard about a great receiver. And so I think that the legend in my mind was already there, but I saw every play of Romo's career. So I know all the warts in his game and all the bad things that happened for him too.
I'm looking at this because I really hate this argument, and I wanted to just double check. Somebody said Drew Pearson isn't even top 50 all-time yardage. All I hear is all-decade, blah, blah, blah. How many receivers who played primarily, their bulk of their career was in the 70s, do you think are top 50 in yardage?
I don't know. 50?
What? Two.
Oh, wow, really?
It looks like there's two who the bulk of their career took place in the 70s. It looks like it's Charlie Joyner and Harold Jackson, and that's it. So
you're
like,
saying Drew Pearson doesn't deserve it then?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying I hate that argument because the game has changed so much. By no means can you compare passing statistics from the 60s, 70s, or even 80s to anything modern. That's not fair.
You're a big fan of this, and Broadus brought this up, and I know you bring this up often. Can you tell the story of the NFL and not include Drew Pearson? I say no. Because you can tell the Roger Staubach threw the Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's true.
But who caught it?
That Drew Pearson caught it. That's a really good point.
And so when it comes to that, the Hail Mary is a story in itself. All right? Like that moment lives in, and I said infamy yesterday, Kevin, about his speech, and somebody yelled at me because I
didn't
used
think
the wrong
it was the
word.
Proper use
that
of it.
Lives eternally in football. And now every time somebody throws the Hail Mary, everybody thinks about Roger Staubach.
All right.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
He was okay. He was all pro four times, four consecutive years, made the Pro Bowl three times, won a Super Bowl, led the league in receiving yards, and is an all decade person for the second best team of that decade. That's a pretty compelling argument. You know what really sucks? And I hate this so much, and we've gone back to this so many times. That's why the second Super Bowl that the Cowboys and Steelers played in the 70s mattered so much. Because the thought was whoever won that Super Bowl would be the team of the 70s. Mm-hmm. And if the Cowboys would have won that, then I feel like you can't say, well, you can't have the best receiver off of the team of the decade. But now they can absolutely say that because they're like, and that's why he's not in, because the Cowboys weren't. Like, you look at that second Super Bowl that the Cowboys and the Steelers had, and so much Hall of Fame-wise, all-decade team-wise, all of it hung in the balance in that. It really sucks that they lost that game.
Yeah, and so, and this is, it's tough for me to say Drew Pearson or Darren Woodson, because I think both of them deserve it.
And
I don't think that Romo's in the comparison. Listen, I loved Tony Romo. He was phenomenal. He was great for this Cowboys organization. He was the best thing, and if they'd have had a better team, I do hope that those better teams could have done even more. They lost some bad playoff games, and maybe you put that on the shoulders of Jason Garrett. Maybe you put it on the shoulders of Romo. Maybe you put it on the team, too. But Romo's credentials in the quarterback world are second, third tier, maybe fourth tier to some of the rest of the quarterbacks that have been at the top of their game in the NFL.
From the 469, again, why does anyone care? Hall of Fames are so stupid. I care because did you hear Drew Pearson yesterday on The Fan?
Absolutely.
Did you see the video of him? He cares. And I love the Cowboys, so I care.
His best line, Kevin, and I still love it. The Hall of Fame is the icing on the cake. Being a Cowboy is the cake.
That is awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.